True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Might as well go win the whole thing.
Well, we got about 30 minutes left to go on this fine program on a Tuesday. Happy to have you in. This is a free consultation, as we do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. I did look up some Kurt Rambis-inspired spectacles for me to wear. I would rock these. I think I would rock these. Mitchell and Ness Rambis frames. I think they could look really good. The problem is they're $385.
Yeah, that's a little steep.
What about this one? This is the Brandy Tortoise, so it's got that kind of like 80s vibe to it.
Oh, yeah. No, I love the tortoise.
Do I rock the brown?
The sunglasses I got, the Costas that I ended up getting, switching out of the Oakleys, it was between a black frame and the tortoise shell.
I looked up some Sally Jesse Raphael as it was inspired to me on the YouTube chat. That ain't going to fly.
Mm.
That ain't going to work.
I mean, it fit the political takes.
Oh, are we on the same level? Are me and Sally Jesse on the same level? Are we?
If you
I don't remember watching.
Well, no,
show.
I was saying if you threw those on, you would certainly look like somebody who I would associate.
Oh, now I understand. Yeah. Now I understand where you're going. I was like, I'm confused here. I don't think I watched Sally Jesse as a kid. I think I'm more of like a Ricky Lake, Jerry Springer kind of guy than Sally
Jerry,
Jesse.
Jerry.
Boy, what a time. What a time that was.
The smile on his face when somebody slaps somebody
Holy
else.
God. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop, guys. Stop.
No, please.
Please don't. Oh, no, don't throw that chair. It was always funny because security was always three steps too late every single time.
Oh, man.
You were robbed of that, Casey.
I got to watch a little bit of it.
Yeah, real time was pretty wild. Real time was pretty wild. let's see. Here.
That seems like a 10 toes down segment. What was prime? What was better prime TV? Jerry Springer in the prime or Maury Povich? You are not the father.
Maury Povich.
I don't know. Maury Povich didn't have as many fights.
No, but the what came out of the You Are Not the Father had some absolutely diabolical reactions.
But also nobody's chanting Maury.
Yeah, it's
Maury.
True.
Yeah. Steve.
God, that's just...
What a time to be alive.
The basement of humanity.
The Too Hot for TV Springer VHS releases were a coming-of-age moment for me.
Oh, God.
A lot of uptops. A lot of uptops in those videos.
For whatever reason, a lot of people who shouldn't... And look, I'm about body shaming, but a lot of tube tops were on that show that should not have been there.
Probably could have been a pass-on.
Yeah.
Probably could have been a pass-on. Free consultation. We do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. The last little chance. I got a couple here. We'll see if you can squeeze you in. 503-864-6326. Christmas gift ideas for a spouse or partner who, quote, doesn't want or need anything. Gift certificate for a store or an IOU promise of treating her to a nice dinner at a restaurant. Amigo, I'm going to start you right here. You cannot in any way, shape, or form, somebody that you are intimate with, buy them a gift certificate as a present in any way, shape, or form.
Wait, you don't like Sizzler?
I've been asked for them before.
That's fine. being asked specifically, like my wife wants for Halloween, for Christmas, she wants a spa day with our girls.
Okay.
So I haven't quite figured out. That might be, I'll just put it on the books and pay for it,
mm-hmm.
but it might be a gift certificate, yeah. but that's like an experience.
Sure.
More so than just like, here's $100 at Target, babe, go wild.
Yeah, well, it depends on what the gift card is for.
One thing I will also say that you could work in the other side of this, of treating her to a nice dinner at a restaurant. My father-in-law does this for me and my wife every year. Him and his wife will, they will print out, they will get a menu from a restaurant they love and they know we've never been to, and will give us a gift certificate. And then it kind of wraps up in like, they'll print out where the restaurant is and like, this is our, where we like to sit and you should go try this out on a date night. And we love that.
Yeah.
We love it when they do that.
Presents.
Yeah. So I think you could do that, but I would do it more like.
It can't just be like you said, a Target gift card. Look,
here, babe, Applebee's, whatever you want. Afterwards, do a little white man overbite.
I've done the Home Depot one. You know, get something for the house kind of a
dude,
deal.
Dude, if my wife gave me a gift certificate to Home Depot, I would be livid.
Well, it's because you don't do anything around the house.
That's not true. I did a ton of stuff in the yard yesterday. Outside of that, no, I don't.
Yeah, see, but that part of it matters. You know, those kind of things have popped up in the past. It like you said, it can't be the Target one.
No.
It can't be Target. Can't be Panda. Can't be Chipotle. No, can't be anything like that.
But what you could do, which could be nice since it's the holidays, and
that's
I don't
know. Stocking stuff.
I don't know if this person has kids or not, but what if you just, instead of it being presented that way, if you just say, you know, you leave it to the last present, you're like, by the way, babe, on Tuesday, you and me, Sizzler.
Yeah.
Already
no,
booked
like,
it.
Yeah. You know, if you want to do like all the, you can eat. Hey, you know what? By the way, here's a gift card. It's going to cover this for our dinner or whatever. But, you know, Fogo de Chao is opening up in Bridgeport. Let's go down there and go check that out.
Go to Monte Lupo. Yeah. It's a great little Italian cafe on right off Gleason and 22nd. Catty corner from Stomptish. Really cool area over there. That's where I proposed to my wife. Wonderful spot.
There you go.
Free pub for Monte Lupo. Take her to a nice place like that.
But that requires a little more thought than just the Target.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always put the thought into it. That'll save you.
And I think people are worried, as Zach said on the YouTube, like, don't give me a gift card. Just give me money in a note. Hey, I didn't know what to get you. Here's $100. You know,
I am a firm believer, and I have been this way since I was like 14 years old. If you don't know what to get me, cash.
Always.
100%.
Always.
If you give me cash, you know what I'm going to say to you? Thank you.
10 years ago, my mom was
thank
like,
you.
My mom goes, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, rent. That'd be great. Rent would be sick. Rent's $1,300.
Yeah.
That goes a long way, Mom.
Yeah.
That'd go a long way.
Stuff like that kind of thing, I'm 100%. Like, my parents for years, like, hell, this year, my parents, like, you know, your birthday's coming up. Is there anything you want? And I was just like, she's like, what about, what if we get you some greens fees somewhere? I'm like, to be honest, where I play, number one, it's either not that expensive or they let me play. So I'm like, that's not really, like, cash. And I was like, Cash rules. I'm 100%. I am a fan of that. Little card and some cash. I am never, never going to be mad about somebody. Like, some people get worked up about that. If you give me cash, I am 100% like, dude, thank you. Dope. Appreciate you.
Yeah, big time.
I have a GameStop gift card that I've had in my wallet since 2019.
Hell yeah.
It has the same amount that it started with.
Mm.
I'm still waiting on a time to go to GameStop.
Yeah.
That's what gift cards do.
Yeah.
I know one in East Vancouver. Deep East Vancouver.
That's a stretch.
That's
I think
a
there's
big
one
stretch.
In Wilsonville still?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. I have, speaking of like holding on to them, I have like a Christmas tin that had like some kind of candy in it that I emptied out. It has got, and I'm not kidding, probably 40 unused gift cards in it. And I'll check it every couple of months, and I'm like, oh, that's right. I do need to go there. Like, I found one for Kennard the other day, and I was like, oh, dope. I haven't been to Kennard in forever. I'm going to go get some steam burgers. Like, you know, stuff like that is like it's just sitting there. I had a Home Depot one. Somebody got me a Wayfair one when we moved into the house, and I'm like, you know what? Actually, I think there is. Funny enough, I think there is a Target one in there.
Also, please, this is on the text line. Also, please tell this dude, don't ever fall for, quote, don't get me anything or I don't need anything.
Nope.
You got to get her something.
Something.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Oldest trick in the book.
Oldest trick in
if
the book.
If you don't know, make something.
I know. I think I know. Fortunately, my wife has given me instructions over the year, and I write them down.
Tell me what you want.
New oven mitts that match the color scheme in the kitchen.
There you go.
Yeah. A blow dryer.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take the
French
ideas,
face cream.
I like to take the ideas that my girlfriend will get for like her friends. She'll mm-hmm. do like, you know, baskets filled with candles, you know, different accoutrements
yeah.
and all that. Do that.
Yeah.
Side note, top five favorite word, accoutrement.
A little accoutrement. I have the charcuterie.
I love that word mm-hmm. so much. I like it more than charcuterie. Accoutrement.
I've got a Bass Pro Shops gift card that's been sitting in my wallet since like 2014. Hey, we got... No, that's a Cabela's. Oh, it's the same company, though. I wonder if they take the Bass Pro Shops.
Maybe. I don't know. So are there no Bass Pro Shops Bass anymore? Pro guys, shop guys, here? I'm gonna tell you something that might shock you here.
Never been in a Bass Pro
never
Shop?
Never been in a Bass Pro Shop. Never been in a Cabela's.
Oh, buddy.
No need
you're
to,
missing
no
out on the Cabela's. The Cabela's is an experience. They have like the whole wildlife wall and the fish.
Yeah,
like,
the fish tank's cool.
Fish Ooh, tank's
hey,
super dope.
Hey, dude, if I think Bernie Sanders is a little conservative, yeah. I don't know if I'm walking into a Cabela's. Just throwing that out.
Not
there.
Only that, the one at Tualatin's got the gun locker.
No, I'm
and they,
good.
And they've got some cool stuff in there.
I'm good.
Like a Civil War musket. I was like, you know, well, kind of cool to shoot something with a musket.
Last free consultation we'll get to will bring us full circle here as we open the show talking about buying nice toilet paper. Should I invest in a bidet?
I am pro bidet. I am pro bidet. Especially if you look, if you're going to do it, do it. Get the one with the heated seat and all the options and all those kind of things. I think you can get one at not to give them too much more pub, but I think Depot's got like a nice one that's like $650, which again, it's pricey, but it's not that much more than like a good flush toilet. Like I think I've mentioned this before. When we moved into the house that I'm in right now, the house was built in 52 or 54. It's an older house. And if you've got an older house, you have the toilet that is like the size of my bro jug. It's very tiny. I am not a small man. I know I could lose every ounce of fat on me and I'm still not a small man. So before we ever moved in, I went and got this giant big bowl Cadillac toilet. You can flush a whole cat down. Like,
what?
Look, man.
Who thinks about flushing cats down?
I'm just
it
saying,
sounds like
you
you've
could.
Done it from experience.
It is true. I have seen toilets that are like, you can flush 8 pool balls down
yeah,
here. It's
yeah.
like, why would I need that?
Just in case.
And who's testing? Why is it pool balls?
I want that job. Just what's the old...
can I get 9 in here? Can
yeah.
I get 9? Ooh, uh-oh, back that up.
What's your record for pool balls? But no, there's the... was it the... God, it was an Animaniacs... Diaper go down the hole.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Yeah, like
it's
that.
A nice
like
bowl.
That's the toilet that I want. I want a like 3 horribly filled diapers can be flushed down, and you don't even blink them at all.
Well, you shouldn't flush diapers down a
toilet.
Well,
no, you shouldn't do that.
But
I want the capacity to be able to do that.
The bidet scares me because I'm just scared of what my reaction is going to be when water hits that spot. You know,
my parents got one. Yeah, you can change the temperatures of the water.
Yeah,
too.
We're not getting the cold water because you don't want to do that. You know,
it's a nice experience.
It is, and you leave feeling you feel clean and refreshed.
Okay.
Tell me,
like
I'm wrong.
I like the idea of owning one. I like the idea of going to test one out. You know, I go to my parents' house.
Well, not only that, it's your age. You'd have somebody come over and they'd be like, "How do I use this?
Yeah,
how do I use this?
It's just too much explanation.
It would just did I break you with that one?
No, I'm reading comments on YouTube.
Oh. Yeah, well, it is. You know, it's a cake situation, but will it flush?
That is free consultation. We do it every single day, 12:15. I got to get out of here. When we come back, we'll call it a day with closing arguments, wrap up with some of your thoughts, and plus the college football playoff is announced tonight. Any new upsets? We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll send you on your merry way. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll have Tyson Algeron at 10:30, as we always do, to get more into Oregon USC.
Let me tell you, locked in for that one.
Locked in, yeah.
Locked
you
in
ready
for this
to go?
One.
You already know where you're going with everything?
Got to put Tyson in the corner a little bit.
We got a good Web Gem story tomorrow, as we'll keep you updated on bowl game situations. Ooh. And I want to talk a little QB stuff in the NFL a little more. We touched on it a little bit today. But we were kind of talking on the upper echelon. I'd like to kind of get to the medium echelon. Plus, a team in first place in their division is kind of wild. Before we get into anything, I want to kind of finish up some stuff.
Yeah, speaking of bowls.
Some stuff that people have texted in. First of all, I love when Casey said he has a gift certificate to GameStop and he's never been to a GameStop. And somebody goes, have you tried the internet?
Fair.
I do.
You do have to type it in, though.
Yeah, but the game that I want is so expensive.
What are we talking?
Oh, I'm trying to get the, you know, the old Mario baseball, the one that you play on the GameCube? That's like $50 now.
Oh, come on.
I got like a $40 gift card.
You can throw a 10 spot down on it.
Yeah, I could. Come on now. It's also going to have to ship from like Arkansas.
Yeah, but it's worth it. What else are you going to use it for?
Exactly.
On tonight's programming, Is It Cake? Followed by Will It Flush? Mm-hmm. That got me really going. Somebody needs more fiber if it's coming out pool ball size. That got me going.
Well, you're just making sure.
Let's see here. My full standard of measure. My favorite standard of measure is the full range bucket of golf balls. Danny's toilet is for us Irish and our potato and cabbage based diets. Mm. And the one that really broke me is Harris is scared he might like it too much in talking about a bidet. That really got me going.
That's when you flip that.
Terrified.
When you find out you like the cold water a little too much, you just flip it over to the warm water.
I'm not into that, dude.
Into that. You said you
no King James, but I'm not into it.
No. You just don't know. You just don't know.
I think I'm good.
You don't even want to find out?
I think I'd rather shoot a gun.
Wow. You might.
I think I'd rather shoot a gun. I think I would rather shoot a gun.
We just got to get you over to Sook's house. Sook's got the old bidet.
I don't want to go over to somebody's house to use their bidet.
Casey just said, you know, he had to test drive it.
It's my parents. That's a different story.
Come on. Way different story.
Come on. My childhood home.
Yeah.
What do you do if you go over to somebody's house and you've never used a bidet?
Like, you don't use it.
Do you just clench up?
I assume people that have bidets also still carry toilet paper.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, I'm talking, there's some people that go full bidet. They make you buy into the culture.
But if you use a bidet, you're still wet, right?
Well, no, you get the one that has a little blow dryer on it.
Yeah, what? But you still got to do some.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
A blow dryer?
Oh, yeah, brother. Do you not know? You've not heard the word.
I've not heard the word.
Oh, dude, there are bidets that are like the Cadillacs of bidets. Heated seats,
they're just,
heated water,
they're
blow
just,
dryers.
They're
it's like
just,
a whisper to your beehole.
There's just conceptual.
We're coming full circle to the Nerf ball down the hallway.
There is just conceptual ideas about this that are terrifying to me that I don't really like.
Just whistling Dixie.
God, I hate this show. Amen, brother. Amen to you. I miss that guy. What happened to that guy? No babies. Yep. Keep it going. Keep it going, guys. Keep it going.
Oh, God.
Watch me try to snaggle out of this one.
Nope. You are squirming in that seat so hard right now.
College football playoff. Rankings are tonight. Does anybody think there'll be any big upsets? Will Oregon still be playing Notre Dame? I think the answer is yes.
Oh, God.
Where will Oklahoma be in this? Is USC on the outside looking in? Tonight on Will It Flush.
Oh, God. I broke old lowercase over there, too. So I had you squirming and he lost it over there.
It's a good thing Boss Man's not here today.
Oh, he's listening. He's always listening. Come on now.
I want to apologize and say that I'm just here.
Text in 3, 2, 1.
No kidding.
Danny, come on.
Well, free consultation. I think that worked today. but on a serious note, there is... I think I'm going to wear my glasses tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
We'll test drive it.
Okay.
I'll shave tonight. Should I go sans hat?
There you go. I like it.
That's a little too much at once.
You know, I do need to give myself a contactless day. Maybe I'll go glasses too. My eyes need a break every now and then.
Can I get clear frames? My kids tell me I can't get clear frames.
No. Oh, God, don't do that.
What's wrong with clear frames?
No. Don't.
Why? Give me a reason. Casey, give me a reason.
There's just no reason to get clear for you.
Why not? I think they look cool.
They insist upon themselves.
Like what?
You know that's from, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a Family Guy.
No, I don't watch that show.
Yeah, no, it's a pretentious thing.
So people with clear glasses are pretentious?
Have you seen Isaac Rupp?
Whoa. I did not say that at all.
I love him.
I'm not touching that one.
I love him.
I did not say that at all.
I love him. I don't even know. I think his glasses are clear.
I don't know.
I think he's got some clear ones.
I like clear frames. I think they look cool. My kids say that I can't wear
them. He was just the first guy that I thought of immediately with would have clear frame glasses. Clear frame glasses. Wow. Why is that hard to say?
I went to a coworker's party, and it was all the talk of the party that everyone needs to try her bidet. That's the one and only time I've tried one. Wasn't bad at all. I'm definitely not into the concept of everybody at a party.
The bidet party?
The bidet party. I'm not into that. Mm. Especially because, like, if you're a woman using the bidet, totally get it.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like, I got the bros over for a coup game? Mm. Why don't everybody try my bidet? I'm way good
on that. Knock on the door?
Way good on
that. I'm here for the bidet party?
Way good on that. Like Dan Lanning said, cook on someone else's grill. Destroy someone else's toilet.
Look, I've been known to blow up a toilet or two. It happens.
I'm shocked, I tell you. Shocked.
Never had the full Dumb and Dumber experience, though, where the toilet didn't flush. That's a nightmare fuel.
Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. We'll try to get back on track tomorrow, huh? What do you guys think?
Doubtful.
Doubtful.
Like Drew Holiday tonight. Doubtful.
Shaking the eight ball. Outlook not so good.
Mm.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll send you on your merry way. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday show. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. A lot to get to. Some leftovers. Tyson Alger at 10:30. Talking Ducks USC. For Danny Morang, that's Casey Smith on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.